Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Betch Bitch. It's the podcast where we bitch about reality TV. I'm here with Danielle, my beautiful co-host, who looks just ravishing on this video call.
Thank you. I do have my hair not done nice because I just pulled it back because it was annoying me, but
well, you don't need it.
Yes.
You don't need it, correct. Hunty.
My eyeliner is happy enough. I mean,
oh,
the other day
working.
I took a photo and I'd dropped a bunch of mascara down on my cheek or something and I hadn't noticed, but I don't give a shit. That was the other day.
I don't care. It's well done, eyeliner. What eyeliner are you using, Danielle?
Well, I'm out of my good stuff. So, what's on my face now is not good eyeliner. It's actually the worst eyeliner ever, but I have such great hands, such steady hands that I was able to make the shittest eyeliner look fine.
You're
over
an artist.
A video call. Thank you.
Well, it's working. I showered today, so.
Did you? That's nice. I have not yet.
I've been working on this thing where I shower every day because being in isolation, it just sort of dropped off a bit. So I was showering every second day, I'll say. And then it wasn't like days on end, but still, I thought, better shower, you know?
Yeah, that's nice. I'm more of a nighttime showerer, so there were different there, I guess.
And yet somehow we still get along.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know.
It's so crazy.
How are you going? We talked on the phone and we didn't even record it.
I know. Can you believe? I was pretty pissed off though that night because we had created what do you call it? We'd made an alliance to go on a video game podcast, sort of gaming podcast.
All right.
Well, we're playing a board game. Okay.
All right. So
me and Naomi an alliance. Okay. No, shut up.
You've been waiting.
I'll be telling.
You've been waiting for
I'll
this,
be telling.
You?
I'll be telling the story.
Full context, Danielle. We were playing. It's a podcast that's much more successful than ours called Dragon Friends, where they usually play Dungeons and Dragons. But we were playing with a bunch of other podcasts. A game of Werewolf, which is, it's kind of like Wink Murder. Have you ever played that? Or it's sometimes called Mafia. And everyone goes to sleep and then someone's a werewolf and then you have to kill people during the night and they have to try and figure out who it is. It's a very fun game. Anyway, continue with your little...
Okay, so Naomi and I were playing this game, Werewolf, with a bunch of other people. And so there are different roles and I was designated the role of doctor, which meant I got to save somebody in the night. They didn't know that I had tried to save them. And then the immediately after, during the night, the werewolves, they pick somebody to kill. And then the next day, the villagers, they wake up, they find out who's been killed. They find out if there's been two people killed or... Is that right? They find out if there's been two people killed or one person killed or whatever. And then they lynch somebody. Anyway, I was the doctor. First go of the turn. Guess who I choose to save? I could have chosen myself. I didn't. I chose Naomi. Okay, because I was like, we're in a podcast together. We need to look like a united front. We have to put up the facade that we're friends and that we care about each other. And then immediately after, I shut my eyes because I'm supposed to go back to sleep. Then immediately after, guess who's a werewolf? Naomi. Guess who on the first turn, she decides to kill. That's right, me. The beautiful, selfless woman who tried
this
to save her.
This was in the second game, by the way. In the first game, I was also the werewolf and I didn't kill you at all.
Well, good, because I was having fun. And then the second game, I was just out for the whole game and I really died off, okay? Then the third game, I was too drunk to understand what was happening.
I think it's important to remember that in the game, I was playing a murderer. And so if you're playing a doctor, it actually makes sense for me to kill you.
Yeah, but you didn't know I was the doctor. It was the first term. You just decided that you wanted to kill me on the first go.
I was outvoted. I didn't. The other two people, they held up Danielle and I was like, sure, because I forgot about our alliance.
Sure. Because I thought it was a joke. No need to save them. No need to save her. I can't believe you. Then the next game, guess what? I murdered Naomi. That's right. I was not a wolf.
You
at no point
an alliance
did I
with the werewolf, and I knew it. And yes. I said, Danielle, you're going to get yourself killed because they're definitely a werewolf. And you said, I don't care. I want Naomi dead.
Yes. And I got my vengeance.
And then you died.
I killed her all. Yeah, but I was happy because I'd murdered you. Finally. And I never got to be a wolf, by the way. I never got to be a murderer. That was funny. Mark just like tried to come in behind without being seen. And I just saw him just scuttle off. I just saw a little bum run out of the room.
What is he doing? What is he doing? He's off. He's gone now.
He scuttled away.
Anyway, look, I'm sorry, Danielle. I'm sorry that I'm very good at werewolf, to be honest. I lied really well. I'm amazing.
Congratulations.
And I would thank you to kindly get over it, okay? I was playing a murderer. Sorry I murdered you in a game where that was my motive.
I'm sorry, but first turn is a bit rough, isn't it? Everybody, write in and tell Naomi she's a piece of shit, please, for killing off her one and only podcast friend.
Anyway, now that we've healed from that, your dead eyes just staring at me. First of all, I have to give a shout out to my brother-in-law, Brent, who said, what the fuck? Where's your podcast? Why haven't you released one? So here we are doing it now. Turns out he listens
Thank
to
you,
us
Brent.
On Tuesdays and he said, you've thrown off my whole schedule.
That's nice that your brother-in-law listens.
Him and my second cousin, also a guy. So my brother-in-law's cousin, they're the only two people in my family who listen to the podcast. For some reason, I thought that our audience would be women. But honestly, the women in my family don't know how to use podcasting apps. So
how? They're literally the easiest thing in the world to use.
I don't know. This is, and I think you contribute to this, Danielle. Women sometimes can just be scared of technology. Think it. You don't even read pop-ups. You just click out of it.
Yeah, I don't do anything. I accept all the cookies. I don't know what else I need to do. I posted on a Reddit forum the other day asking what computer to get for my needs. And I specifically said, I don't know anything about computers. And then everybody linked me to these computers that I had to like basically give all the things that I needed in the buying of it. So build my own computer. And I had to go back and specify, no, like really, you need to tell me everything.
Yeah.
I cannot. I have no idea what all of these things are. I don't know what an SSDCB is, okay? I don't know. You need to tell me.
You don't know
all
what
I
an SSDBC is?
I don't know what it
that's
is. All
embarrassing.
I want is a laptop that's good and durable for travel that has heaps of RAM on it so I can run, like, the Adobe suite well. And it has to have a USB port. I don't like it when they don't have USB ports.
Yeah, I don't think you should go to Reddit for something like that because they will just overwhelm you with information so that they can flex.
Yeah, but I did say, please, I don't know anything. I can't handle this overload.
Mm. Well, good luck to you.
Then they got into fights. They got into fights in the comments.
Well, yeah, it's Reddit. That's all they do is get into fights.
I was just like, sorry, but you guys are fighting over, I don't know, Metabox? Is that the name of it? Alpha Meta? Meta Alpha? I don't know, some sort of name. Anyway, they also all linked me to like gaming laptops, which I was like, I don't know if that's what I need, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's because they're all gamers and they're all disgusting. And I can say this because I had a Reddit account for 3 years, worst 3 years of my life. And I said, okay. I don't like being on this website, and I deleted my account. And I'm so much happier now.
That's good.
They just suck. It was a shitty website. Only good subreddit. Well, I was on a nail polish subreddit that was really nice, though.
Yeah, just I just follow... nail polish. There's one called, like, Mini World, where people make small things. And then there's like all these plant ones and there's like carnivorous plant subreddits, and then I like those ones. And I do like Am I the Arsehole, because I love those, you know. Do you know Am I the Arsehole subreddit? Do you know?
Yeah, I there's a Twitter account that curates Am I the Arsehole posts on Twitter, which is good because I think Twitter has, in my opinion, a much better audience than on Reddit. Because if you go on Reddit, I think more like they're more likely to side with the piece of shit than on Twitter.
You reckon? Yeah, I do like, what I like about Am I the Asshole is I find ones that I think from the title are going to be funny, and then I pick a voice and a character, and then I read them out to Jono in that voice and character. and that's a very fun pastime.
That's very cute. If you want to
do that at some point.
Maybe I'll give it a go.
Yeah, have a fun time with Mark and do that.
Okay. Now we got several DMs and they said, please, for the love of God, please talk about Too Hot to Handle.
Yes.
So we did.
We did get those DMs. So I don't know how, because this is potentially the most boring show. No, that is actually a lie. But the most boring show is that show called Love is Blind. That is boring.
Love is Blind. It took me like 4 goes to get through the first episode. But then once I got past the first episode, I just flew through the rest of it. The first part I found really tiresome because it's just people sitting in rooms talking about their feelings and just talking about, like, I want this many kids. Oh my God, me too. Oh my God, we're in love. And they're all Christian for some reason. And I was like, ugh. But then once you actually see them together trying to make things work, then it got interesting.
I think last night I finished episode 5, and it's taken me like 3 weeks to get all the way up to episode 5. I am just done. I can't watch this. I hate everything seems boring. I don't like that thing that happened between Diamond and whoever that man is.
That was very stressful.
I didn't like that.
It was like homophobia versus misogyny. Who do you choose?
Yeah. It was no good. It was no good. I didn't like that. And then I didn't like also, Tip Top's Crumpets? What's happened? Okay, so what has just happened is the bag that What's Crumpets that? Are in has just blown into my front yard and then has just blown up and down the fence. And then I think it's just left.
Why is your front garden a sort of black hole for trash? Why?
I've told you this before. I swear that, number one, everybody puts all the rubbish bins out in front of, like, all the ones for this sort of, like, unit complex right out the front of our house. But I swear that it's, like, the sort of ocean systems where if an ocean liner tips over, all the trash ends up on one beach after the current takes it there. And I think our front yard is like that for rubbish. Because we live near a bunch of shops, and I think so many people just litter. Also, I mean, I've told you about the man who I keep he keeps on just sort of like opening his mail, dropping the bits of the mail he doesn't need onto the mm-hmm. ground, and then I just go and pick them up and put them back in the letterbox.
Mm-hmm.
Unit 8. I always go and pop it back in his letterbox. Wet, dry, soiled, I don't care. It's going back in there, sir.
And you're a real hero for that.
Yes,
you're changing the world, one wet letter at a time.
Yes. He will one day learn to not litter.
I loved from, now that we're just skimming over Love is Blind, I loved Giannina was my favorite.
I love Giannina too.
So dramatic. The way that she does like line, like the way that she says things, I was just like, I fell in love with her just so quickly. I was in love with her. Yes. What does she say? She said, "Do you still have butterflies, Damien? Because I lost my butterflies and I've been trying to get them back." And then she goes on to talk about, what does she say? But I haven't, it was like, I watched it like fucking 2 months ago, but what is, she's like, you ever think about how you call this the best sex of your life? You ever noticed I don't say the same thing?
Oh my God.
Which is so brutal. Have you watched it all?
What?
It's so good. Oh my God. You have to get to that part. It's so funny.
Okay. Because at the moment I just sort of like see her, and I was just saying to Jono last night, I was just saying like, the producers must love this lady because she says everything you would want somebody to say. And she also talks like with this sort of like sexy rasp.
Yeah. She seems like a caricature. She doesn't seem like a real person. But she's everything I would ever want to be. She's so beautiful. She's so dramatic. And she just fucking cuts. Right. She just yells at this guy about how this is not the best sex I've ever had. Like, this is not good enough for me. And this is just like, they got into a fight about something else. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to drop this bomb.
That is amazing. I don't know if you can say that, Giannina. You certainly have to do a sit down, gentle chat, but also not say it that way. Just, I don't know. I reckon you'd have to sort of just like, I don't know, tell them what you want. I don't know. You definitely can never say that to anybody.
I mean, this is the same girl that she was getting proposed to and she said no and then got him to stand up and then propose to him.
Yeah, that was insane. When I saw that, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh my God, I'm in love with her.
Like, she made it out like it was like an empowering thing, but it didn't feel empowering.
Yeah, it just looked like she was saying no. If I was him, I'd be like, what the fuck?
It was weird.
And I also, a lot of people were very mean to Jessica, the 37-year-old.
That all the memes are like, yes, so I'm Jessica, and like that. Because she does talk like that, but also...
all the memes are like, yes, I'm Jessica. Yeah, that's Jessica.
No, the voice. I was doing the voice.
Yeah. No, I did get on my Instagram story. I did make fun of her voice. I couldn't help it. But I found her very compelling in maybe the opposite way of Giannina. That, you know, Giannina was doing everything for show. And I feel like Jessica was just trying to make herself happy when she was not happy. And yeah, everyone's mad at her, but I found it very compelling because I was like, fuck, she clearly knows that she should technically be with this guy, but actually wants to be with this other guy who does not want to be with her. And it was brutal to watch, but I thought it was fascinating television.
Yeah, I feel like for her, so her voice is like somebody is trying to mix like a sultry, seductive, raspy tone like Giannina has with also the a child voice, yes.
Yeah.
A baby's voice, yes. It's very weird. It's very weird.
My favorite.
Sexy baby.
When they were still in the pod. Okay, so if you don't know Love is Blind, they meet in these pods so they can't see each other and then they just talk and then they fall in love in like the earliest couple, it took them 5 days and then you propose. And then you get, and then it turns into kind of almost married at first sight type thing. And they get married right at the end. They have to decide whether to get married at the altar. Which is amazing, by the way, because you can't just break up a week beforehand. I think they said, like, we never said that they had to stay till the end, but so many of them did to just get up at the end and be like, no.
That's so funny. Did they think it was, like, in their contract, or do you think they just wanted screen time, or?
I don't know. I think they just would have been like, okay, so you go to the end and then you get to the wedding and you do that. They probably never were like, you have to stay, but then the people were like, okay, well, I have to do that, so I'll just use this time to figure it out. And then when we get to the altar, I'll either marry this person or I'll humiliate them. When they were in the pods and Jessica was talking to freaking, what's the one everyone loves?
I don't know. The one who's like the girl next door.
The guy who's everyone's like, he's funny. The one that Jessica's in love with, clearly.
Oh, Barnett.
And he says, Jessica. And she goes, what? What? And I spent about a week just around going, what? I'm going to see if I can find it. It's on my Instagram story. And I'll pop it in. I'll edit it. I'll splice it in. It did infuriate me that she kind of, it was weird that it would cut between her talking like a child and then cut to like a talking head of her and she's just talking normally. Like, she knows not her voice, and that's, I think she was maybe putting it on to seem sexier in the pods, and then she had to keep it for a while so that it wasn't weird when she got out. Like she's trying to like infantilize herself.
Yeah, maybe that's her phone voice.
And then she's like, how do I, now I have to keep doing my phone voice or he's going to think that I was misrepresenting myself through the panel.
It's so, she's so weird. I mean, I don't know how the rest of it plays out, but I think one of my favorite scenes was, who was the lady who ended up with Barnett? I don't know her name.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about. Is
her name like Tammy? I don't know. Amber. Her name's probably not Tammy. Amber, yes, okay. Amber was like, I was watching it with Jono and I was just saying things that I was like, she's gonna say this, and then she would say it because she was so much of those one of the boys like yeah. vibe things happening so much. And then I did like when
she liked beer.
Yeah, she likes beer and she drives tanks and she doesn't have many female friends. Girls don't really like her that much. And too much drama for her. I thought it was funny when that guy who ended up with Diamond, who was by, like, walked out of the pod because she was just talking at him for so long and, like, not talking to him.
He just got bored and left.
Yeah, that was so funny.
That was funny. Anyway.
Okay, too hot to handle. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's we talked about Love is Blind. Maybe I'll try and put in, maybe I'll find some Giannina clips to splice in here as well, because, oh my god, she's so beautiful, so dramatic. I'm obsessed with her.
Do I give you butterflies, Damien?
Not right now.
I lost my butterflies. And I've been trying to get them back.
So you're not in love with me anymore?
I don't know.
You know how you tell me this is the best sex of your life? Have you noticed that I don't return the compliment? I don't say it's the best sex of my life too.
I said that one time, and I also, you said, wow, that was amazing. That was great. Every time, like, that was really good.
It's great, but it's not fucking mind-blowing.
And thing that states differently is I've never initiated with you. You've always initiated it with me.
That's the problem. Thank you so much. Why? Why don't you initiate it? Why don't you seduce me? Even though I jump on you every freaking second, why don't you just look at me and take it?
Okay, so Too Hot to Handle is Netflix is knocking it out of the park with reality television, I think. We had The Circle, raging success. It's these things, they're so easy to consume.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I watched it because you said to watch it, but then I watched it and I felt like... Yeah, you told me to watch it. And then I just felt like there were almost no redeemable... like, there were almost, like, no people who I wanted to be friends with on the show. Or, like, anybody who I found.
I think that's normal.
Pardon?
How many people from The Bachelor would you actually want to be friends with?
Alicia. We could be friends with Kat. We could be friends with Abby. We could be friends with heaps of people.
Okay, but that's three people over two seasons you've named.
Yeah, and I don't really remember many others. I need to see photos for me.
Kieran and Tim. Maybe not Tim, actually.
Oh, Kieran. Yeah. Yeah, we'd be friends with Kieran. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we could be friends with Tim. No, I'd get annoyed at him. Okay.
So, I reckon maybe Tim would be, like, maybe he could be calm, though. Like, if, like, you know, because, like, he was pretty calm on some of, like, his dates with Angie. Like, when it was just one-on-one. I think he might be one of those people who, when he's in a crowd, he gets worked up and overexcited, like a golden retriever.
Do you want to be one-on-one with him? Remember when he did that whole spiel about... if you're blind, someone can be your eyes.
I mean, yes, because I would write that down immediately. I would immediately write that down in my phone and be like, I've got a character for a TV show we're going to work on.
Yeah. It would be good.
What's that you say, Tim? I'm not recording.
They have a YouTube series coming out. Or a YouTube channel. Kieran and Tim are doing a YouTube channel.
I'm excited to see that, I guess.
I hope it's better than Jules' YouTube channel. No offense, Jules.
Oh, no. What's his YouTube channel about?
Jules's? He's just trying to do, like, YouTube. He just does, like, here's some weird shows from the weird kids shows that we didn't think were weird. It was one of the videos I watched, and it was fine. It was... To try and have a successful YouTube channel is very ambitious.
Yes.
In 2019 when he was attempting it. Do you know what I mean? You have to be very good at it.
Yeah, I feel like most of them are already there, or it's going to be like some niche thing, you know, it's going to be like something niche that you
Or you're connected to someone who has a...
Yeah.
Big YouTube channel. Anyway.
Okay, too hot to handle. Okay.
All right. So let's talk. Yes. So okay. What order should we go in?
So I guess we'll explain the show. So they get put on a tropical retreat. And then they have like little air diffusers and everywhere. And the diffusers talk to them. And tell them what's the name of the diffuser?
Diffuser. It's supposed to be like a Google Home or like an Alexa. A diffuser.
Yeah. But it's called something else. Anyway,
It's called what's her name? Lana.
Lana, yes. Okay, so Lana, she's trying to get them to do personal development because all these people fuck too much and they can't develop they can't develop feelings for other people, or they don't feel like they can't grow.
They're all root rats.
They're all just root rats. And so Lana, makes a rule where so there's $100,000 up for grabs, and so if she's going to ban all sex and kissing and, rubbing up. Yeah. But you can still hug and sort of like lie on each other, I guess. You just can't like cup a boob.
I think you can cup a boob. Can you not cup a boob? I mean, I guess they didn't really try it.
Yeah, I don't know. It was
can't kiss or fuck or no handies, no mouthies, nothing.
No heavy petting. They said
no
heavy petting.
Heavy petting.
I don't know what heavy
no
petting means.
No hand stuff,
means,
no mouth like. Stuff.
Yep.
No, no everything but...
no genital stuff. No nothing. Anyway, because if not, they get fined and then the money comes off the $100,000 prize pool at the end.
Yeah. What, can you tell me why I'm on the... What the hell? I'm on the Wikipedia page for Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
And it says, based on the contest from Seinfeld by Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld. Are they credited? Whoa. That's so Whoa. Funny. Have you seen, That's... do you know what that is?
No.
So there's an episode of, it's widely regarded as one of the best episodes of Seinfeld or okay. television. That it's like they all, the four of them, the four main characters in Seinfeld have a competition over who can go the longest without jacking off.
Okay.
Mm.
And who wins?
I can't remember. I can't remember. Maybe George? Let me see. Let's see who wins.
How long? Okay.
I wonder who's screaming right now. Do none of them win? Who wins? Oh, it is not revealed.
Oh,
Jerry. Okay. I'm sure it's I'm sure it's well written. I mean, I love Larry David. It's not revealed whether Jerry or George won.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so the cast.
So that's the
come
inspiration
in.
For the show.
Yes.
The whole point is that they go on there, they do not know that the premise is that they are not allowed to fuck each other. Obviously, they're all very excited because when they arrive, they don't know that yet and they just see how hot everyone is. And I think a couple of them do get, they get some kisses in before the bomb drops on them.
Yes.
So, thank God. You'd be so devastated that you didn't just run off and fuck someone. In the first 10 minutes, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, Francesca and Harry were about to, I guess, sort of, when Lana told them the rules. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So let's go through the cast. So
yes, okay.
The first one, I'm just reading them. I'm just reading them in a certain order. The first character is an Australian. His name is Harry. Now, Harry, to me, is a little shit. I went through, at first I was like annoying, and then I was like, oh, actually he's kind of sweet, you know, he's kind of, once I met all the other guys, I was like, actually he's the least annoying guy, because I think it's because he's Australian. All the others are mostly, they're like they're all like British or American, and they're all like, their egos are a bit annoying. You can tell he has an ego, but he just jokes around. He doesn't talk himself up. And I think that's why I found him endearing, because that is our culture. And then he was a little asshole and I went off him and I've stayed off him. And another thing that frustrates me is he always says naughty little possums, and he has a brand called Naughty Possum. So he was pretending to be all frickin' endearing and cute and cheeky, when really he was just doing brand awareness the whole time.
But wasn't that, like, didn't he make the brand Naughty Possums after the show?
Did he?
I don't know. I was just reading an article before because I needed to refresh, and it said Harry is still in a relationship with Frankie. He has also moved to Los Angeles since the show wrapped and started his own clothing brand, Naughty Possums.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
So that seems like something where somebody would have approached him and been like, we've an idea. We're going, you kept saying Naughty Possums. Now we're going to make you a brand deal where you do Naughty Possums. I don't know why in my mind anybody who's like a shady businessman is like a cockney.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it'd be something that is... Definitely like American, if not Australian.
Yeah.
I Boyfriend don't... Dick is one of his jumpers. Oh, that's because he said, wow, he's literally just doing branding from. Okay, the so show. It is that. Yeah, these are just references from the show.
That's funny.
So there's so they were talking about their dick size or something, and he said he has boyfriend dick because it's not too big, not too small. It's reliable or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, I'm going to be honest, I think when you pick a boyfriend, you don't really think about how big or small their dick is.
No. I don't think it's like a thing where it's like, I don't think, because the way he said it on the show was like, they see your dick and then they're like, you're my boyfriend now.
Yeah. You can Which also get a jumper that says Harry and Frankie.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Yuck. Francesca is the next contestant. She's from British Columbia, which is...
Sorry, have you seen how much some of these jumpers are?
No, I didn't look at the price.
Oh, no, sorry. It's just somebody... Okay, sorry. I thought it was... Okay. It's okay. I thought the cost of the jumper was $32,000, but it's $32,000 is embroidered on the front of the jumper because I think that's how much they got fined one night.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's really cashing in, isn't he?
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Anyway. Oh, please don't buy this Naughty Possums merch. Every website, slight delays due to COVID-19. He first had his eye on Francesca, who's our next contestant. Everyone just talks about how hot she is the entire time. She's from Canada.
She's like a cross between, if you don't know who she is, she's a cross between the Kardashians and Martha from MAFS. That's like an exact...
Yeah.
Description Absolutely. Of her look, I think.
Next, we have Nicole. Which one's Nicole?
Nicole's the Irish lady. She's the Irish lady. Me and Jono had a running joke that she had three lines in the whole season.
Yes. Well, that's probably why I don't remember. Nah, she was really nice, but she didn't form any important connections. Next is Chloe, who is from Essex. I really, really liked Chloe. I thought she was funny. And she had to put up with a lot of shit from a lot of assholes, I thought.
Yeah, she also had all the, like, she did a few kisses that broke rules and none of them ended in anything good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was always, like, they'd have a kiss and then they'd be like, nah. she'd be like, nah. And I'd be like, oh, Chloe.
A bit of a non-starter. David, who's from England, who, again, everyone... Well, all these people, you got to remember, all these people are, like, so hot. And I'm sure if you saw any of them in real life, you'd be like, oh, my God. Or, like, the vast majority of them. But this guy, I just couldn't. They were all just drooling over him. And I guess he fits mathematically a standard of what a lot of people find attractive. I don't know.
He, like, when I look at his photo, he sort of reminds me of somebody, but I can't quite grasp who. But it's just like, yeah, it's like a stock standard man. It's like if you looked up stock images of just, like, man. Like, or, like, gym man, it would be this man.
Yeah. And there's the reason that he comes up, you know? And that's fine.
Yeah.
He obviously, that's not our type. I think that's very clear.
Yes.
And that's, everyone's different, you know? Next is Kells. Now, Kells was the... He decided that he was the accountant of the group, right?
Oh, yes. I thought that was funny. We always called him the accountant, and he just got pissed off anytime. Immediately, as soon as money was introduced into it, he just, like, pulled his hands away from people and stopped flirting and was like, nobody take my fucking money. You better all not kiss and not fuck. I want some fucking money.
Yeah, so it's $100,000, and at the start there was 10 of them. So, $10,000 each, which is always funny. It reminded me of Are You the One? Because they always talk about it as if it's the money that they themselves will get, but they never really said how it would be distributed at all. They would just say, I want that $100,000. And it's like, you know, there's 10 of you here.
I mean, I think everybody on the show thought that it was going, like when they were filming, they all thought it was going to one person or a couple, seemingly.
Right. Yeah.
Because on the last episode, everybody got super pissed off when Harry and Francesca were, like, names got announced and everybody was like, of course.
Yeah.
Fucking Harry and Francesca get their names called and they're going to win it. And then everybody got called and everybody got won. I don't think they expected that. I reckon the accountant would have been either way more on top of it. Like, man, you better get me my 10,000. I'm not getting $6,000 now because of you.
Yeah.
Like, because this is, like, literally no, like, they went seemingly, yeah, okay. I hope they got paid other money. Like, I hope they got paid, like, filming fees every day and stuff. Because this is...
I don't even know where it was filmed. But I think in Australia on reality TV,
I think it was filmed in Mexico.
Paid, not much. But it's not enough to... It's not enough that you could make a career out of going on reality television. But it's like... it's, like, enough... It's, like, welfare. Or, like, good welfare. It's not, like... It's not like Australian $40 a day. It's like $90 a day, which is like not heaps of money, but still, you can survive it. And like, you also got like free accommodation, I guess.
Yeah, but it's like still 4 weeks. That's a lot of time then you're losing money if you're staying away from work and you've got to pay rent and stuff. And like four weeks to earn however much they get over the course of this now that it's not.
You earn Instagram followers. This is all clout.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we know this is profitable, right? Have you seen naughtypossums.com?
I mean, I haven't seen how many people have purchased things, though.
No. Can you... Who's buying a jumper that says Harry and Francesca?
I don't know. And I also think that we would have no idea because there's no way they wouldn't have, like, sent them out to a heap of people to, like, plug on their Instagrams to try and get other people to think that it's cool.
Next up, Matthew... who I did not like.
Is this the Jesus one?
Yeah, he came in saying he wanted something deeper or he likes intellectuals or something like that. He never said anything smart that I can recall and all he did was call all the women airheads.
Yeah, because really I liked when one of the ladies came in, when Madison came in, she's another lady, she sort of came in and she said that she likes to, like, I don't know, like spiritually connect with people. And then he was like, oh, she's the one for me. But then they got into
finally,
a chat and
someone,
just said a heap of dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just said a heap of dumb shit. And she was like, he's not for me. And then he was like, oh, yeah, we just don't really connect. But... he was just a big, dumb idiot, seemingly.
He was trying to, like, talk himself up to her without saying anything substantive. Yeah. Well, it was so weird. We have two more. Rhonda, who is maybe the prettiest person I've ever seen.
Yes.
She's so pretty. and very nice as well. And then she was with
Sharon.
Sharon. Who
we did think it was very funny to call Sharon through the whole thing. There is something funny about having a name that sounds fancy like Sharon and then calling them Sharon.
How dare you. Sharon. Oh, I nearly said Sharon, you bitch. They started kissing immediately. They were sitting next to each other and he sort of negged her. I don't know. He was being all like dominant. It weirded me out. In the first episode, he's like, come sit on my lap. And she was like, yeah. And he's like, come sit on my lap. And then like just started making out with her from like behind. It weirded me out, to be honest. I was like, she looks like she doesn't like this. But then like, whatever, I guess she did. I thought it was weird. Anyway.
Yep.
It was weird.
I didn't think that anybody would do that. Like, I was just like... number one, that seems uncomfortable.
She looked so uncomfortable, but now I'm like, maybe she wasn't emotionally uncomfortable. Maybe it was just the fact that she was leaning back on like a lounge chair and trying to make out with a guy she was sitting on.
Yeah, because I think it's physically extremely uncomfortable. I would say no to it from that point alone, you know?
Yeah. I'd be like, can I go back to my seat that's right next to this one? And then
yeah, we can pull the seats closer.
Yeah. Or I could, could just flip over.
Yeah.
We should write. Or
you could
both them.
Sort of, you could sit on your sides and sort of like spoon, you know, put the back down and then you can there both are many lie ways. On the sides. You can fit easier.
Yeah, there are many ways you could go about it that would have been easier than what they did. Yeah. Anyway, so they're the first people who enter.
We also, you forget Haley, who barely exists.
Oh, I skipped Haley because I wanted to. Haley was my favorite character in the whole thing.
Of course.
So let's tell the story of what happens in the, because there's a few plot points we can talk about here. So they get there. Harry and Francesca are immediately like, oh, okay. So Harry's like, Francesca's the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life. To me, I'm like, I understand that. And then Francesca's like, oh my God, Harry's so hot. And I was like,
what?
But it's like, he's not bad looking or anything. He just looks like every like Aussie
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he looks very normal.
I think it's because he's Australian. Like he didn't look like the other guys in the show. He wasn't like, he didn't have as many abs or anything like that. He was a bit more normal looking than them. And he also like, he was a bit more like jokey aroundy. He was like the Australian version of those guys, them. I guess. And she was drawn to that. So that was how I just, people talking about how an Australian accent is sexy is like, it makes my brain short circuit.
Yeah, especially because the accents that they talk about are usually like the worst accents.
Yeah. I don't think I like, I think I like a New Zealand accent and that's it. So I guess I can't judge because whenever, I think anything said in a New Zealand accent is so funny.
That's, I mean, is that racist?
Maybe. So I say something serious and I'm like, ha 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 ha. Oh, you, with your little fish and chips. I don't know what it is. Well, maybe it's just because the only New Zealand people I know are just like comedians and I think they're funnier than Australian comedians.
Okay, well, how dare you? I'm right here.
Wow. I guess that's what they call reverse racism then, huh?
Yes, it is.
So they bring in, they're all there, Harry and Francesca kiss, Rhonda and Sharon kiss, that's all we've gotten so far, and then they drop the bomb. It's too hard to handle, you're not allowed to kiss, you're not allowed to fuck. And then pretty much immediately, Harry and Francesca kiss, because Harry says to Francesca, I think we should kiss. And then they kiss, and then he says, and now I think we should fuck. And then she's like, Okay, so this happened. Francesca goes, talks to the girls, and she's like, I feel so bad, we kissed. Harry wanted me to kiss. Harry goes to the guys, and he's like, I feel so bad, we kissed. Francesca made me do it. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? If you're going to tell her to kiss you, at least own up to it, brother. Then they head back to the frickin', they get told off. They say, oh no, you've lost $3,000, is it, per kiss?
Yeah, it's something.
And then it's right in front of the group, they're like, wait, who instigated the kiss then? You're saying different things. And Harry's like, it was her. Are you serious? Like, if I don't understand, just, okay, so you think Francesca's the hottest woman you've ever seen, which is, I understand that, sure. But why wouldn't you, like, try to be nice to her? This is some weird, like, and I don't know if it's Australian or if it's just men. Something about dogging the boys is they'll always choose the men's side, even when there's, like, little consequences. He could have just said to the guys, yeah, I went for it. I was the one who asked her to kiss me. And I really don't think they would have cared as much. But instead he chose to, like, lie and then make Francesca look like a liar and, like...
I mean, we're also women. So we get painted as the lying... villains ever since Eve.
Ever since she ate that freaking apple and ruined everything for Adam.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, he never should have made her out of that rib. And anyway, it really pissed me off. So that's why I don't like Harry, because it was just so weird that he would immediately, and even they like later apologized and sort of got back together, and like she apologized for talking to another guy after they had a fight and stopped talking to each other. It was so fucked up and weird. It really pissed me off. And he was like, oh, you can't be going around with other guys. You're on a fucking dating show and you guys stopped talking because you, like, made her look like a liar in front of everyone and basically just told a lie to make her look like a bitch in front of everyone, yeah, like, a day after you'd met. It was so
weird.
Yeah,
I thought that was funny. I thought it was funny when she used the accountant to make him jealous. You didn't think that... Wait, you thought that she didn't have options? You, well, the exactly, lady you admit, like, why is the hottest lady you've ever seen?
Yeah, I don't know where he got that ego from. I honestly, I don't... They could have picked... It's not like there aren't guys in Australia with abs. I don't know. I guess he has that boyish charm.
I mean, that's anyway. The thing, though. He does have the face of a young, like a boy, which is
yeah,
like
he looks
a weird
like a boy.
Thing.
Anyway, so
just like that. Yeah, he looks like a boy.
Well, it's what I don't understand the appeal. Anyway, sorry, yeah, Francesca. I don't know what that says about you. So Hayley was the other one that came in the first episode. I liked Hayley because Hayley and Francesca just decided immediately, and especially after everyone was like, "Francesca, you're a liar. We believe Harry." They just, like, went off and they were like, fuck all these other cunts. And Hayley clearly also thought that Francesca was the hottest woman alive and said that she wouldn't mind kissing her or something like that. So then they decided to kiss as a prank because Lana, the first time that Harry and Frankie broke the rules, Lana didn't say who it was. So they were under the impression that Lana wouldn't say. Anyway, yeah. So they kissed, which I thought was very funny. But then they just asked Lana who did it.
Yeah, Lana, you snitch.
Why is Lana snitching? I thought it would be, it's, I wish they
It
didn't.
Would be so much better if there was no, if Lana didn't snitch. It would have been so much funnier as the chaos mounted.
Yeah, I think.
And
I
then
think
reveal it all in the last episode. Oh.
Oh, that would be amazing. I'm writing to Netflix.
Excuse me, Netflix. I would like an amendment made for the second season of Too Hot to Handle.
It would
Firstly,
have been so much better.
No boys.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Only men.
Oh.
Okay, so Hayley. And Hayley just hated everybody else in the show.
That was my favorite part. That's why I loved Hayley so much. She was like, I don't care about these people, I think they're dumb. I like Francesca, but everyone else can fuck off. This was basically her stance the entire time. I don't like them. And I was like, true, I wouldn't like them either. I would be friends with Hayley. I think Hayley was funny.
Yeah, I don't think I liked anybody at all in the show. I didn't really get to know Hayley because all we ever heard her say was that she didn't like anybody else because the show
well,
wasn't going
to
put on like fun moments.
That was enough to win me over. I thought that was great. I was like, this girl knows what's up. Anyway, she gets kicked out of the show because she's not committed to the process or something like that. I don't understand what the format of this show is. Maybe they're just making it up.
I mean, to be honest,
it's good.
It's
like
very
improv.
It's very funny because on the Wikipedia, it has all the contestants listed and then it has the status and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people with the status winner, three people with the status eliminated, and one person with the status walked. So it's like you can't have more winners than people that are eliminated. That's like a rule.
What do you mean? It's about personal growth, Danielle, and there's no limit to the amount of people that can have growth.
Okay, well, do you think, so the next
it's
thing.
It's good that there's more winners.
Okay, so the next thing that happened is Bryce enters. Bryce is one of the most annoying, horrible people I've ever met from Venice, California. He says he sleeps with a different woman every single night.
It's hard because when you're listening to, like, 10 men talk about how they just fuck so many women day and night, you start to filter that bit out and then you just focus on the rest of who they are as a person. So I was like, oh, no, Bryce was sweet. I forgot. So
you
he
forgot.
Lives on a boat or something? He lives on a boat or he parties on a boat?
Yeah, he lives on a boat. And I found him to be like, he also, sorry, you forgot the fact that he also walked in with a piano. And then the first night they did, like, he took the piano around a bonfire and started playing the piano and singing, and he couldn't remember his own lyrics and was singing very badly.
Yeah, and you could tell, and they said it in the voiceovers, but you could even tell from the looks on it, because I think that you can edit things any which way, right? You can say this was good or this was bad, and you can change the perception of what happened in a moment. I see it all the time on RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, they'll make something seem like it wasn't funny, but you can tell it was funny, but they've just added a bad sound on top of it. But in this, I think you could really tell how awkward they all felt when he was playing the piano, you know?
Yes.
Like, it was painful. That you can't just be around a... You can't do, like, a ballad. Or what was he... Was it a party song that he was singing? I can't remember.
I don't know. It was an original.
It was... Don't do it. I don't know how that... But it got Chloe interested in him.
Yeah, but... Like, I don't know really know how. I think she just seemed to think it was cute that he was bad at it.
Yeah, I think, because she was dancing along. Because she hadn't clicked with anyone who'd come in yet. But anyway, they talked a bit. They kissed. So she's like, I might as well spend a kiss on it. Kissed him and then was like, eh. And then he was kept walking around and being like, hey, baby. And she was done.
Yeah, it made me think he's one of those people that would, like, he's absolutely a liar about, like, sleeping with a different woman every night, because I feel like he's absolutely extremely needy.
Yeah.
And he'd be, like, the big clinger.
And he'd clutch onto you.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, so you're trying to big yourself up by saying you sleep with a different woman every night. I don't like him.
Yeah, would it just be better to just, like, be the nice guy? Oh, but then I forgot. Nice guys finish last, right?
Well, no, not really, nice because guy. Who would you consider the nice guy? I don't know.
In this show?
Who would be a nice guy?
Not him. Oof. Maybe David?
Yeah, and he won. He was one of the 10 winners.
And kind of Sharon was kind. No, Sharon's the one who said that he. My belly's rumbling. If that's audible, I'm not editing it out because it can't be fucked. Sharon, yeah, that was kind audible. Of nice. Although is he the one who said that he does gender studies so that he can pick up?
Yes, he did say that. But as you said, that was in the first episode. and
we filtered that out.
Yeah. And so I don't know if it counts anymore.
Because they've had growth.
Yes, they've had growth. I mean, also, I think the worst person on the show, the worst man on the show was maybe, who's Corey. Matthew? Yeah, Corey was definitely the worst.
So
but
Corey
I was just saying,
came in next. Corey came in next and he sucked so bad to me. He like hooked up with Chloe. I think did they kiss?
Yes, but then she wasn't what he wanted because he wanted Francesca, but...
Yeah, so then he decided to dog the boys and go after Francesca by asking her on a date when she was with Harry. So this is after Francesca and Harry have broken up and gotten back together. So they're solid as a rock now, but all it takes is Corey to walk in. He's from Plymouth. He comes in and... He's hot, I guess, and then he's like, let's go on a date. And Frankie could have said no, but says yes, because she thinks that he is hot.
Okay, but also...
I don't doubt what we have.
I mean, I also think that the reason I would have said yes, no matter what, if I was in a long-term relationship on this show that's 4 weeks long... I would have said yes to the date because I think you get to go somewhere and you get to eat something different. So
didn't they just go like a few meters away to sit at a table?
I thought they went to a restaurant for this one or something.
Oh.
But okay. I don't know. It could have just been like a table set up somewhere nice. But I think they got like different foods and stuff. Like they always have like strawberries and I don't know, cheeses and beers and wines, which I know that beers and wines are normal on set, but I didn't see many other things around. I would want to just go somewhere and do something.
Right. Maybe you could get a cocktail.
Yes.
Anyway, so she goes and she says, look, obviously I think you're really hot, but I'm with Harry. Which I wouldn't count as growth. I would say just don't mention that you think he's hot at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I was in a relationship, for instance, as a hypothetical, yeah. I wouldn't, if someone asked me on a date, I wouldn't be like, I think you're really hot, but I'm trying to be a good girl. I don't think that bodes well for your relationship.
Yeah, I think I would just say, oh, thank you so much. Sorry, but I have a long-term partner and I'm happy with them.
Yeah, I think that's fine. That's, you can just say, anyway.
There are no cracks. You've got to say things like that to tell them that there's no way in. There's no cracks. No cracks here for you to weasel your way in. You can't weasel your way in. That's what you say.
Does this happen to you a lot, Danielle?
Constantly.
There's no cracks.
I've made sure. I check every day.
You go out there with the sellies.
If there's a small one, I fill it up with gap filler. Get it nice and smooth again. Sand it down. Coat of paint. Perfect. Beautiful walls.
A little bit of putty. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
No one will know. So there was actually three people. They come on a fucking boat, which I thought was funny because I'm just imagining. So they're on a boat. So these people are on an island. I think they're in Mexico or something. These three hot people come on a boat, but the boat starts in the ocean. It has to make its way to shore. So they must have just been standing there for so long, being like, just waiting for these hot people to. It reminds me of when I lived on campus and we lived on res, and it was 10 minute. It's a 10 minute walk to uni. Like, it was, you'd just walk there, and you had like hundreds of acquaintances who you lived with. And it was just like this long stretch of road. So you'd see like 100 meters away someone you knew, but you'd have to look down at the ground until they were close enough so that you could actually say hi. So you'd just be
instead
waiting the whole
time
for them to
at
get
each
close
other.
Enough. Yeah. It's very awkward. And I just imagine that would be
psycho.
Like this. Anyway, so the other two people that came were Lydia and Madison. Madison is from Cali. She's the blonde one who says she's all spiritual and stuff, who Matthew immediately bombs with. And then the other one is Lydia, who was also pretty, but I don't remember anything beyond that. And so Matthew bombs out with Madison, and that's when he decides to walk. It's like the next day, because he says, I've gotten all I can from this. And what he means by that is he has struck out with every woman, or decided that she's too dumb for him or something, and is embarrassed and has to leave. And that's my opinion.
It's just, the thing that's annoying is that's not the case. No, like, it's like, for some reason, he's like one of those people who's really dumb. And because they're so dumb, they don't realize that there are different levels of smart.
And it's so the Dunning-Kruger effect, I believe.
Yes, he thinks he's so smart because I myself think that I am quite dumb, I'm not dumb, but I think when I talk, I sound dumb a lot of the time, but I know I've said that before, but like, I feel like I'm smart enough that I can work things out, but I'm not educated, you know,
you're
like
smart
my
enough
school.
To know that there's things that you do not know, Danielle.
Yes. Plus also, I don't think my school education was that good.
In Townsville?
Yes, I don't.
You mean the school where you were in the top year every year because they were opening the school?
Yes, I was the oldest every year, the foundation grade. Yes, that school.
That's cool. I also went to a big, shitty public school. I mean, it's fine. It doesn't matter. You can just Google things now. You can post
exactly.
on Reddit when you want to build a computer. None of that shit matters. I think you were very, the most limited you can be is when you think that you are at the top. Because then you'll never grow. And that's why Matthew had to leave, because he's incapable of growth.
Bye, Matthew.
He stuck up his own ass.
I was happy when he left because he was very annoying and very boring, so that's fine.
He was very rude. I was so sick of him calling every woman an airhead, but I can't recall him saying one thing that was even remotely interesting or smart.
No, he's an airhead.
Yeah. Which is fine. Which is fine. But don't go around calling all the women dumb when you're dumber than they are. Sorry.
He did some ridiculous quotes. Like,
did you write some down?
No, I wish. Let me see what if is, I can Google.
You guys got to understand. We didn't know we were going to review this show until you all harassed us into doing it. So we haven't written anything down. We're just going off a Wikipedia page here, and our memories.
I'm going to try and Google Matthew Smith quotes. I need to write Matthew Smith too hot to handle because there's a man who played the Doctor in Doctor Who, I think, is also called Matthew Smith. Not good. And he was also wearing a beanie when he walked in that was like just too hot for Mexico.
I think they probably made him do that so that he could reveal his luscious locks.
Yeah. In the hope that people would love him. Oh, he was in New Girl, the TV show New Girl.
Really?
Yes, that's. I'm trying to. I was looking for a quote from him because he had a ridiculous. Like when he was trying to woo that other lady, he was just saying insanely dumb stuff.
Oh yeah, it was bad. I think it's. I'm on the Wikipedia page for Too Hot to Handle. Okay. Only one of the contestants has his own Wikipedia page.
Okay, is that Bryce? Yes.
I have absolutely no doubt that he made this page himself. I wonder if there was a way I could figure it out.
Can you see that?
I think, well, there was, they did that with, they pretty much figured out that Pete Buttigieg built and, like, edited his own Wikipedia page. Do you know who that is?
No, sorry.
He was running for Democratic candidate to be president. But anyway, he's like this ultra nerd. Have you seen The Politician?
No. Sorry.
Oh, a good TV show. Also on Netflix about like a high schooler who like wants to be president and is trying to become like school president or whatever in his bid to become president of the United States in his path. And people were saying that Pete Buttigieg is that kid who was just like from when he was a child was just gunning to be president of the United States. And so he's just living his life editing his own Wikipedia page. He put himself on like the Rhode Island list of scholars, like
that's like, so funny. Oh, I kind of want to make that my new pastime, just putting myself on lists of scholars and like award things and give myself every credit imaginable.
Oh, do you know, I was so upset. Do you remember when we did Raw Comedy together?
Yeah.
I was so excited to have my name on Wikipedia in the Raw Comedy because they'll have like a list of all the contestants.
Yeah.
And then somehow my name got left off. Do you remember that? On the flyers?
Surely. Oh, yeah, but then they remember they reprinted you a copy.
So they did the flyers for Raw Comedy and my name wasn't on it. Everyone else's name was. And so then they mailed us a like color version, printed version with my name on it. And I remember you said that you were happy they did that because you wanted to frame it and put it on your wall. But my name wasn't on it. But anyway, that transferred to like the Wikipedia page. I was so excited to be on Wikipedia and everyone's name was there except mine.
You're on the I just checked. You're on the Wikipedia page now.
Yeah, I added it.
Okay. Oh, you did it. You did it yourself.
Well, I was like, no one else is going to do it. I worked my way to this and someone sabotaged me. And so I just added it myself because you will probably notice that year it says you obviously you're in the big left-hand column for a winner.
Yeah.
And then you've got Clinton Haynes who was a runner-up. And then there's me because I put myself there. And then everyone else is in alphabetical order. But I said...
That's so funny.
If I'm putting my own name there, I'm not putting it in alphabetical order. I'm just putting myself near the top.
So are you saying you and I could have a back and forth feud where I move your name to its correct alphabetical order place and then you go fix it up?
I mean, sure, if you want to hurt my feelings, that's what okay. we can do.
I won't do it, but if any of the listeners do it, I'm not taking credit. It's not my.
Don't
I didn't do it.
That. I, if anything, they should move my name higher if they if they're supporters of us. Anyway, all this to say, I have no doubt that Bryce Hirschberg has made his own Wikipedia page. No doubt.
Yes.
But he is a filmmaker, apparently.
So wait, okay. Whoa, so what? Okay, so
oh my god, we have to do it, brother. We have to watch this movie. Made in 2017, he's the director, writer, producer, editor, and lead actor.
Okay, we can watch that. Link me to it. But I just wanted to say our year is the only year that's in alphabetical order.
What? Really?
Yeah, none of the other years are in alphabetical order at all.
Yeah, you're right. So...
So I don't know. I don't know why. That's so silly. That's so funny.
You know what's... You know what? Whatever. I don't even care anymore. Obviously, I got over it in 2016 when I decided I'll just add my own fucking name. Stop trying to beg for crumbs from people in power. Just do it yourself. Guys, I really recommend you just add your name to any Wikipedia article you want to. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to put myself as head writer for a lot of TV shows. If
okay,
I can work
really
out how to
watch
use the
this
internet.
Movie that he made. Won multiple international awards, including Best Feature Narrative at the Wolves Independent International Film Awards in Lithuania. Amazing.
Lithuania.
It won an award in Lithuania. Wow.
That's what I want to read. So I want to watch a documentary. I've told Jono what it's called and that he has to download it about this lady. Okay, I don't know enough about it to tell you any information, but essentially she's this lady who she just wrote a fake biography and then sold a heap of books and people, like it was like a bestseller and stuff. And I don't really understand why she didn't just write a book, but instead she just made it a biography. So then she got... like called out for it, whereas you can just make a like a
what's
fiction
the biography?
Biography. Let me have a look. I think I, what would I type in? Fraud author. Fraud author. I'll write documentary because that's how I fraud author documentary. Oh, JT Leroy.
JT
Leroy. I think she was like a, if it's the same person I'm thinking of, I think she was like involved in like the mob scene or something. So, oh, so, sorry, her, she was created by Laura Victoria Albert.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I don't
so
know.
What are you
I don't,
saying?
I just say I want to watch a documentary about her. That's all I was saying.
Oh, you did? Or you want
yeah.
to?
Yeah,
there's
I want to.
There's a movie about her.
Yeah, there's also a movie, but I think the documentary is rated higher.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the movie also has Kristen Stewart.
Well, that is a good sign.
Which my friend Hum described to me as, who's that gay one from The Vampires that you like? It's Kristen Stewart. Great description of her. She is the gay one from The Vampires that I like. Anyway, back to... Oh, God, we do not care about this show. Okay, so bottom line is all these people are supposed to have growth. They are fine. They're all a bit boring, aren't they?
Yeah, there's nobody in here who I find sort of like interesting in any capacity.
Well, yeah, Hayley got kicked out. She got kicked out in episode 6 for being not of pure heart or something. That she was not dedicated to the experiment. So she left. She got kicked out and then Matthew walked the same episode. And then in the last episode when they were talking about the winners, two people, they were like, who's going to win the money? And their two people got kicked out. They weren't allowed the money. It was Madison and Corey, which I thought was, they had to do all these self-growth things. I thought it was pretty funny when they had to write down words on themselves that other people had called them, like hurtful names that they'd been called. I did worry that someone was going to write like a racial slur on their chest, but it was all very, they didn't get too political with it. They just went, which it's like, it would be a lot for the show to handle. It would be too hot to handle. But I thought it was really funny when Madison, she was just standing there and she just had the word fat written across her chest and she's in her little talking head and she's like, I don't know what the fuck we're doing. I don't know how this is supposed to make me feel. She just clearly did not give a shit.
Yeah, I did like, none of it looked like anybody. It just felt like a thing where everybody was like trying to think of words to write on themselves, but also that's not going to be helpful in any way. Like, how is that supposed to make you feel better or like you've overcome? Like, that's not going to make me feel anything other than...
to write it on yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird to brand yourself with something that you're saying doesn't apply to you. It's kind of like, trigger warning, the Me Too movement. There were so many things that I hadn't thought about since they happened. And, like, we're not talking anything major here. Just, you know, men just being inappropriate that I hadn't thought about. That it happened and then it fell out of my head. And then when they were like, write Me Too if any of this has ever happened to you. And I was just like, oh, no. And I just started... Oh, my brain just started remembering all these horrible things. And I was like, was this the point? Because now I'm depressed.
Yeah, I didn't need that recap, everybody. Some stuff can stay in the past. I don't want to relive it. Anyway, this is truly, truly a boring show. I don't understand why any of you wanted us to review this show because... Nothing.
I thought it was all right. I mean, I freaking flew through it, but I'm just amazed that I can't really remember any of it now.
Well, because nothing really happened.
It's good junk TV. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like a few like petty fights, and then a few things amazing. Like the ladies painted their vaginas.
They did paint them. So they looked at their vaginas and then they painted them. They painted a representation of them on a metaphorical representation of them on a canvas. They didn't put paint on their vaginas.
Yeah, sorry, that is true. And then they wrote words or something on a piece. I don't really remember. But they bonded. And then it reminded people that they should be friends with all the girls and girl power.
Girl power, and which worked, and then Chloe stuck up for herself. That was nice.
Yep.
She said, I'm an empowered woman, and I don't want to be treated like this. And then Corey went, oh, because he's the worst.
Yes.
And I am amazed at how much money each offense costed, because it costs $3,000 when someone kisses.
Yes.
And then Rhonda and Sharon went away on this, like, they had a night away and they spent $16,000 worth and they beep out exactly what they did.
Yes. So $16,000 worth, but they didn't have sex. So
probably a bit of hand in mouth action.
Yeah. Well, they said on this Wikipedia page says that oral sex can deduct up to $6,000. So potentially maybe it was like, $6,000 either way for oral, $3,000 for a kiss, and maybe $3,000 for some heavy petting or fingers and stuff. I don't know. That's my
like
breakdown
that.
Of it, maybe. I don't 100% know.
That math doesn't add up, but yeah.
Oh, doesn't it? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh, yep, I see. Uh-oh.
It was pretty good try.
Thank you.
So they lose so much money. Most of it is Francesca's fault.
Yes.
And also Harry's fault. So then they decide in like the last episode. So they get down to $43,000, which in my opinion is pathetic. They are not good at this at all.
No.
And Cal's is very frustrated, as he should be, rightly so. Like, you're supposed to be adults. Like, do you have to...
You don't have to, okay, you know who I would be almost the most annoyed at is people who are just kissing to have a kiss, who aren't even attracted to each other very much.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if they went there, did they go in there knowing that they'd be winning money? Because if they didn't, then it's bonus money. Do you know what I mean?
If you went there to
hook up and you didn't know there was prize money, and then they said, there is prize money, but you can't hook up, then you'd be like, I came here to hook up. So I'm just...
Yeah.
And it spoke to Francesca's privilege because she said, I'm fine for money. And then they spent $36,000.
Yeah, which is more money than I've ever spent in a night.
Yeah. Ew. Anyway, so they got an opportunity to win all that money back, and they had to go into a, like, nice little private villa and not touch each other all night. And I was so pissed off watching them chase each other around the room and be like, ooh, we can't touch each other. All you have to do is trip over, and then you fucked it.
Yeah, that annoyed me so much. When she was running around with that chair.
Oh, trying to fight him off, and he was like, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, you guys are fucking...
irresponsible.
Playing with fire. You're going to be... if you do this, the accountant's going to fucking murder you. Anyway, so they got their money back.
They did win the money back.
They ended up with $75,000 prize money.
Wow. Well done.
So $7,500.
Matthew Smith was also a contestant on America's Next Top Model.
Oh.
And Harry was a contestant on the first season of Heartbreak Island in New Zealand. Never heard of it. Lydia was featured on Magaluf Weekender and Sex Clinic. My God, there is a name. There is a reality show for everything, isn't it?
What's that? Who was that? Who was featured on Sex
Lydia?
Clinic?
Lydia, the one with the pretty eyes.
That's funny because I think I get recommended that all the time on Facebook and
Sex Clinic.
Yeah, Sex Clinic. And it's always just like, what's her last name? Lydia.
Lydia. Oh, sorry. That's the Raw Comedy Wikipedia. Lydia Clyma.
Okay.
This is just showing me sexual health clinics in Australia.
Apparently, was she also on Sex X on the Beach? Is that correct?
I don't think so.
I think. I don't know.
Sharon appeared on MTV's Undressed in 2017, and he has had minor appearances in Love and Hip Hop and Creed 2. There you go.
Okay, so apparently on the Sex Clinic show, her opening line was, I can't think of anything I wouldn't do. It's pretty funny.
Wait, so she went there to get an STD check?
Yeah, I guess so. And she did Naked Stories. Which from the clip seems like she's a lady is doing a pap smear on her.
Great.
Yep.
These people will do anything for clout.
Oh, anyway, yes. She was worried about a recent sexual partner. I think the last person I had sex with probably got around, so there's obviously always a high possibility. She says when asked why she worried she could have an STI before admitting she doesn't use protection. I feel it's a guy thing to remember, she adds. If I'm taking contraception, that's their part of the deal. Okay.
Yeah, but that's not... What? You're still the one who has consequences.
Oh, what is that? In the end, Nurse Mulwinder sends her for several tests, including a rectal swab, on telly after Lydia says she's had anal sex without protection. Though she does clarify, they can't put it back in the front once it's been in the back.
Good.
I mean, that is really funny to me. That is very funny. You can't put it in the front once it's been in the back. Obviously, these are the rules we live by.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Sorry, I'm just writing down that as the, it's a very long one, but it'll be the title of the episode.
Yeah, I thought that. I'm going to send you the link to the episode and I'll also watch it.
Oh, thank God. I still don't understand people who don't use condoms.
I'm terrified.
Sorry, it makes me sick.
I could not understand, like... You can't be doing that because you can get sick, other people can get sick, and then it could be a lifelong thing, you know? It's insane.
Exactly.
I would rather life, just so you can ask somebody to put a condom on.
Jack. Yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would just rather put a condom on and then not have to worry about explaining to every person after for the rest of your life, being like, oh, yeah, sorry about those big pustules down there. one time I forgot about, I thought it was the man's job, but don't worry, I don't have him in the back because, different. I guess you could actually, the back, it also has them, but, you know, obviously... I didn't put it back in the front, but once it went in the front first, you know. Anyway, are you still okay with those pustules?
Wear a condom, guys.
Yes, please. Please do.
That's the takeaway from this episode. Oh, that's so concerning. Why would you say that on TV? Honestly, we all make mistakes. I understand that. That's, you know, it's not ideal, but it's you know, we all make mistakes. Don't say it on TV. I would never admit that to anyone.
Absolutely not. That show that I always get recommended to watch it on Facebook things, because I will watch it every time, is just a lot of people saying things that you really don't expect them to feel comfortable saying in front of a whole bunch of strangers.
And this is in England as well, where, I mean, they
have really bad STI rates over there. Yes, but they have very, very, very bad STI and STD rates over there.
Damn, do you think that's because of Geordie Shore?
Maybe. I don't know, but what is it? I don't know, let me have a look. Today's figures published by Health England show that there were about half a million sexually transmitted infections reported in England in 2018. Gonorrhea cases are up 26% on the year before and the highest number in over 40 years, with syphilis up 5% from 2017. I mean, I don't really know those numbers, but that does sound bad.
Do you remember there was like a gonorrhea spike in Melbourne and it was like, there was like a news warning and it was like straight people are transmitting it. And I told, like, obviously there's like some bad, vicious stereotypes around like gay people transmitting STDs. So I like told my, I sent it to my like gay friend to be like, you know, haha, straight people. And then he went, well, gay people get gonorrhea too. I've had gonorrhea twice.
And I was like, what?
Okay, I wasn't trying to come for your thing. I was just, he got really defensive.
That is very strange. Funny.
Anyway, you never know what's going to hit a nerve. Anyway, that I feel like we've talked about that for long enough. I hope you people are happy and you got what you deserved. You wanted us to talk about it. So,
we've talked about it. It is
as best we can.
Yes. Should we also, if you want to message Naomi, if you want to message the Batch Bitch account and Naomi will answer and link you to Lydia's appearance on that sex show where you can hear that, then she will do that for you.
I will do that, will I?
Yes, you will, because you're a nice lady and you're very good at technology.
Great. I've been told that we have... Why do we only have 3 ratings on the...
On what?
God, I want to die.
I know that everybody says it's the worst podcast app, but I only have the Apple Podcast app on my phone.
Oh, well, why don't you look at the reviews? Because mine says I've got no new ones, but I've been told there are new ones.
On what? On Apple Podcasts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me have a look. Demonology 1983. Good name. They've said best 5 stars. They say best pod, even if you don't follow The Bachelor or Maths, because Danielle Walker is just great. She really knows how to hold this podcast together. Highly recommend. Well, whoever you are, thank you so much, Demonology.
Yeah, whoever you are, that's my fucking brother-in-law, little bitch. He said he left a review, and I knew it would make me furious.
Well, I like him. I think your sister should keep him around.
Well, they just recently got engaged, so...
Oh, very good.
I mean, they have 2 kids, so they probably weren't going to break up anytime soon anyway, but, you know, finally put a ring on it. please continue. I don't want to talk about that review. I don't endorse it as an official or valid review.
Okay, well, our next review is from Geo Keat, and they say, please don't cancel the pod, 5 stars. Dear Naomi and Danielle, I live in regional Victoria, and this pod is the best thing in my life. Lol, joking. Okay, calm down.
Wow.
Okay, it is. Lol, joking, but please don't cancel the pod. I think you're both hilarious. P.S. Danielle loving the plant updates, and Naomi loves you on recaps with Mission Zach. You could talk about MasterChef on your pod, as it's the only thing on TV right now. Actually, that's not true, because Lego Masters is on right now, and that is honestly what I'm living for.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. It's actually so wholesome and lovely.
Oh, that's nice. I do want to address the fact that they said, this is the best thing in my life, while joking. That's not a joke you have to make. You could just not say any of that, and we would be feeling much better off. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you say, oh, really, really nice thing, haha, just joking.
Yeah, you can say, this is the best thing in my life, and leave it. And then we could say like, oh, that's sad. Here are some other things you could enjoy. And you might actually get some good recommendations out of us. But now that you've said you were joking, we're sad.
Yeah. Stay in regional Victoria. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. We love all of our listeners, except, of course, Demonology.
No, love Demonology. Love Demonology so much.
For all I care. Happy Tuesday to you, sir. So I guess that's it. Danielle, do you want to read out what song are we singing this week?
Yeah, I guess so, because I guess I do everything. So of course I can do that.
I'm so sick of you.
So the song we've chosen for this week is called Doobly Doo. From Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. And this is the song description for this song. It's a thanks for watching, like and subscribe, comment below, follow me on Facebook and Twitter, join my professional network on LinkedIn, check out my Bandcamp, subscribe to my email newsletter, circle me on whatever that Google thing is called, you'll like my Snapchat, please enjoy my catalogue of various Amazon boxes on Pinterest and Tumblr, stop asking when I'm going to be back on Vine, I like Instagram video better now. So that's that's the song description for this week. Yeah.
To be fair, that isn't on every description.
That's no.
That's just that one.
Because thank every you, Kevin MacLeod incompetent
tells you a lot about the
different
song.
Yes.
I think.
You can get a really good vibe for it.
Hmm.
Okay, well, we're going now.
Thanks for listening. Another
thank you.
Short and sweet 1 hour, 30 minute podcast for you to just zone out to. You don't even have to. You just like the timbre of our voices. That's what I think it is. Our beautiful, soothing voices.
Our beautiful, high-pitched
Bergen twang.
Terrible, nasally voices.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
Okay, bye.
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 Batch, bitch.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.